fragment of a floor mosaic with a hunting dog. Syrian, from the 5th or 6th centuries CE. From the James Logie Memorial Collection, accession number 187.00. A mosaic of a large dog is set into the floor beneath us, under a thick glass cover upon which we can stand. The mosaic is landscape-oriented and is about as wide as a large double doorway, making it a suitable floor piece in an entranceway. The dog is the solitary figure in this mosaic. It is made up of different coloured tesserae, which are tiny stone tiles about 1 centimetre squared. Black and grey tesserae form the outline of the dog, and the inner details of his body are made up of grey, pale brown, orange brown, and red tesserae. These tesserae appear considerably faded. A plain pale background surrounds the dog, made up of a mix of white, pale brown, and grey tesserae. The dog appears to be lean and athletic. Tesserae follow the contours of the dog's outstretched limbs and around its belly, suggesting ribs. The dog appears to be moving dynamically, possibly in mid-run. Its head is thrown upwards and its mouth is open, as if it is barking or panting to emphasise its running movement. The tail is directed upwards and curves around in a C-shape, also suggesting its activeness. Lines of darker tesserae protrude out from the tail, giving the tail a soft, furry layering effect. Some scholars have called this dog a hunting dog because of the sense of strength and power given to its neck and hind legs. Its sharp ears are pointed backwards, which emphasises its dynamic movement, but also gives it a sense of fierceness. It is possible that this dog was part of a larger mosaic containing other images. The existing mosaic has been closely trimmed around the dog so that the dog fills the entire space. This might suggest that the dog was cut out of a much larger scene. One could imagine, for example, an extensive hunting scene with other animals or human figures.